I will ask you to stand once again in honor of God's holy word. If you have difficulty standing, just put your hand over your heart. In the letter to the Romans, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 1, the word of the Most Holy God says this: "We who are strong ought to put up with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Each of us must please our neighbor for the good purpose of building up the neighbor. For Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Oops. As we pause, and give me a moment to take a sip of water. All right. Most of you all, because I know where you vacation, love the water like I do. I love the water. I love being on the ocean. I love being in the ocean. I have deep sea fished. I have been on the lakes just floating or swimming. I tried to learn to water ski. It was not pretty. But I gave it a shot because I love the water. When I was in Hawaii, I tried to body surf. Those little kids were doing it. And as I was being dragged along Davy Jones' locker, I thought, this was stupid. Because one of the things about water is it's a lot of fun, but water's dangerous. It's a dangerous thing. I mean, that's why that when you go fishing, you know, if you're smart, you'll wear a vest. That's why if you're, you know, if you're out on the water, you'll wear a ski vest or a ski belt or a life jacket. You know, all of these things, because the water's a lot of fun, but the water is dangerous. I don't know how you all feel about the world, but God created the world to give us an abundant life, and the world was supposed to be a lot of fun. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. And I have a lot of fun. I enjoy pretty much every day something funny will happen. I mean, just being me is pretty strange, so I laugh a lot. And I have a lot of fun. But as we've seen in the last, 10 days, it's not all fun. It's not all fun and games out there. We have things that happen. We have people who are disturbed who go into the Navy Yard and shoot down more than a dozen innocent people who are just having breakfast. We have accidents. You know, Walmart's getting to be a dangerous place. That's two in a week killed. We've had people who have just passed away unexpectedly. I mean, who would have thought that Johnny wouldn't be here today? I mean, not here in our midst, but wouldn't be on the planet today. Because apparently, day before yesterday, there was nothing seemingly wrong. Everything's just fine. It's a fun place. It's a beautiful place. But it's a dangerous place. The water and the world. It's like we're all a ship. We're all little ships out there on this ocean. And sometimes we crash. Sometimes the boat flips. Occasionally we fall overboard. Things happen in the water. And the scripture that we have today talks to us about how to live life and how to be alive. And the first part of the scripture starts out talking about the way to life. The way to life is lifting up the weak. The way to life is to help those who are sinking. Help them to life. You know, at the back of every ship, somewhere, even in the, you know, a dinghy, most people have that little round thing. The life preserver has a line attached to it so you can toss it out, pull somebody in, because you're going to sink if you're out there long enough. Even the best swimmers, if they're out there long enough, will drown, right? Because you just can't stay afloat forever. That's why when we send our kids out, we have what, those water wings and inner tubes. And who, I mean, is not one of the most ridiculous things you ever heard of, the pool noodle? Pool noodle. Some of y'all just looking at me like I don't have any idea what that is. That's okay. Because that was the craziest thing that's ever... There's somebody a millionaire now because of that. It's just a long piece of foam. But a kid can hang on to that and not drown. You can just tuck it under your arms. You can do all kinds. You can play with it. It keeps people afloat. The way to life is to not sink. It's to preserve and hold up the weak. We call it a life preserver for a reason. Encouragement is our life preserver. The steadfastness of God is our life preserver. I'm always amazed, since Betty and I never get a chance to consult, but the special music today, he will always do what he's always done. We need to hang on to that. That's our life preserver. To know that God is steadfast. To know that the Scripture doesn't change. To know those things that we can hold on to like bedrock. That is encouraging. That gives us something to hold on to. That preserves us. It holds us up when we're weak. And everybody, at some point, is weak. There's days that I think I could lick the devil with one hand tied behind my back and standing on one foot. There are days when all it would take is somebody going, boo, for me to break down in tears. I'm not strong every day, are you? And in those days, I need encouragers around me. I need people who, even if all they can do is say, I'm here. You know, Connie woke up this morning and her husband was gone. And there is nothing that we can say that's going to make that feel better. There's nothing we can say that's gonna heal that. I cannot bear her burden, but I can carry her. I can't carry what she has to carry, but I can carry her for a while. For a time. Don't we need that? I have had people in my life who have carried me through some hard times. And God is always there, and I appreciate that, and I praise Him for that, but Lord gives us people with skin on, you know? Sends us somebody with skin on to help carry us, because we can't take our burdens by ourselves. We need to be rescued. We need to be rescued. Now, there's a fringe benefit to being a rescuer. When you are concentrating on doing for somebody else, you don't have time to weep and moan about yourself. You know that old, you know, you can always find somebody in worse shape than you? Don't ever say that to somebody, by the way. That's not the thing to say to people, you know. Well, quit you whining, these people worse off than you are. Don't do that. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's okay to think that about yourself. It's all right to think that about yourself. Just like, you know, what am I carrying on for? And count my blessings. But when you are concentrating on lifting somebody else up, you get lifted. And you don't pay attention to the stuff that doesn't count. The stuff that doesn't matter. If you are on the beach hauling somebody that was drowning into the beach, then it does not matter that so-and-so over here thinks you're wearing an ugly bathing suit. You don't care. Doesn't even enter your mind to even think about that. The insult, the hurt, the criticism, the Bible says, Jesus says, that's on me. Don't you worry about that stuff. You concentrate on other people. Let me handle what's coming at you. Don't even think about that stuff. Don't worry about what people say about you. It don't matter. You just concentrate on rescuing the weak. Because I promise you, you're stronger than somebody. The other thing is, let people help you. Let people help you. Now, some of you all would like to hand me a mirror right now. Because you think that I don't let people help me, but I do. I really do. I do all the time. Jo Odom brought me soup. She said, I'll bring you some soup. And I said, you do that. That woman makes the best potato soup I've ever eaten in my life. I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry, Mama, but... And I tell you what, it didn't just give me something to eat. It cheered my soul.
I'm not feeling for you, Joe.
Joe will be standing in the back taking orders. Whole church coming down with mold in their lungs. It's all about helping and accepting help. Because while you're stronger than somebody, there's always somebody stronger than you. There's always somebody that's stronger than you. And when you try to do it on your own, that's when you're sunk. Let somebody help you. If you were out in the middle of the ocean about to go under for the third time and somebody tosses you the life preserver, are you going to go, well, you know, I can do it on my own? No, you're going to grab it. Grab a hold of what people toss to you. Because they're offering you encouragement. Take it. Don't pretend everything's okay when it's not. Look at me. I want eye contact here. Everybody look right here. Stop pretending everything is okay when it's not. Now, we don't want to hear about everything's wrong in your life. Don't get me wrong. But we do want to help you through. If you're struggling with something, don't try to struggle through it alone. That's what we're here for. That's why we exist. We're the body. You know, we're connected. We have to be together in this thing. Take help. Allow yourself to be held up. But there's something else that these buoys do.
We have the buoys that you throw out and that you help people float. But there's another kind of buoy, and those are the ones that are the way of life, those buoys that chart the safe passage. Anytime you're in a boat, out on the lake, out in the ocean, there are all these buoys that are anchored to the floor. The floor of the lake, the floor of the ocean. There's all these anchors that are there that show you the safe passage. So you won't have a wreck. So that you can go through life, you know, having the joy and the fun as much as possible. Yeah, well, you're still going to run into a storm, but it's better to be in a storm in deep water. You with me? It's better to be where you're the safest. That's what the buoys are for. That's what the encouragement buoy does. It helps you stay in the safe, best way of life. Those are the ones that teach us how to live in hope and harmony. Hope and harmony. Hope. What's hope? Work with me here. Oh, this is not good. It's not a wish. Wishing is useless. What's a hope? It's the assurance that things will be better. It's the assurance that you have that everything's all right. It's evidence. I mean, it's not just wishful thinking. That's not hope. Hope is assurance that things will be better. Things will be okay. Maybe they're not okay right this minute, but they will be. You can't live without hope. People who have no hope die. Even if there's nothing physically wrong with them, hopeless people die. You have to have it. Just like you have to have air to breathe and water to drink, and food to eat, shelter to keep you from the elements, you have to have hope to live. Encouragement gives hope. Encouragement gives hope. And then the second part of the encouragement and steadfastness is harmony. Harmony. The scripture we read today talks about the one voice singing praise. When the choir or the bells or whatever actually hit the right note at the right moment and sustain it for the right amount of time, the choir does better with that. And I'll tell you what, Barbara, wherever you are, where are you, Barb? There you are. She has the patience of Job. Because we whine and we complain and we still show up and we still try to ring bells. But we're not giving up on it because Barb gives us hope. And we pray for harmony. See, it's the Spirit that gives harmony. Harmony is not necessarily everybody on the same note. It's everybody's note blending together. Without the discord, without the angst, without the bad feelings. See, part of holding up the weak is it says we must bear the weaknesses of others, i.e. you can't hold a grudge, you have to forgive it because they were just weak. One of the problems that we have getting the world to understand as Christians is that Christians are not perfect. Not even close. We're working for it, hopefully. But Christians can do some bad stuff. They can do it inadvertently. They can do it deliberately. People can do bad things to each other. And just because you're all in church doesn't mean that's not going to happen. Right? But if you, it says, the Scripture says that we are to bear the weaknesses of others. Therefore, we can't complain, you know, so-and-so did something awful to me. We just say, you know, they're not perfect. They messed up. I need to hold them up in prayer. I need to pray for them. I need to be the strong one to help them overcome their weakness. It's all about being strong in the Spirit. And that brings the hope and the harmony to the whole body. Are we having fun? They're not sure what to do. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Next week, we are going to go on a little journey with my favorite person in the Bible besides Jesus, Barnabas. We're going to talk about the things, specific things that we can do to become encouragers. Things that we can do that will truly make a difference in the world. Y'all willing to learn that?
Yeah.
Y'all want to be encouragers?
Yeah.
Yeah, say it better so it'll encourage me.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless them. It's going to be a way for us to change so that we become even better at what we do, so that we can lift up the fallen around us and change the world with encouragement and steadfastness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.